This is numero uno, the top dog, the big cheese. Your number one on the ticket top 10. Number one.
So I go around to the side of the house.
Was it big? Bigger than Digger?
Yeah, it was bigger than Digger.
Why would it play dead for Digger?
So I go around the house and pick up a tree branch of some size.
Beating the hell out of it.
That had fallen.
Just to check to see if it's dead.
And I start poking it. I take it around there and start poking it. Like the thing doesn't move.
Like me and Corby are going to do to you when you go into the rest home.
Right. And I start trying to wedge the stick in its halfway open mouth. Maybe that'll get it going again, I'm thinking. And still, nothing. It doesn't move. So I'm thinking, okay, it's dead. I can do one of three things here.
Ease your pants down.
No. I can either get a garbage bag, try to bag it up, take it out to the alley and just throw it out there and let whatever happens to it happen. I can wait till tomorrow, call animal control.
Or you can fire up the stove.
Or I can set it on fire.
What?
Please tell me you went with option three.
That was the third option. Actually, there was a fourth. The fourth was do nothing.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You came out with your jam box.
You give it a little possum hot foot, put some matches between his little claws, and set them on fire and wait till they burn down.
Yeah. I chose option four.
do nothing?
To do nothing.
Well, how pathetic are you?
Why?
Oh, it'll decompose in a year or so. What do you mean, do nothing?
Well, do nothing right then. I was going to wait until tomorrow and call animal control, probably. Have them come over and get it out of there. Because I don't want to touch those things. Those things are gross. You ever seen one of them up close?
They're ugly as hell.
They are.
They're scary looking.
Yes, they are.
I don't fear the possum.
You ever find
like
had one in my house. Had one in my house, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I do every night.
Is that what we're calling it now?
It's all about the euphemism, remember?
Well, you know how to wake them up, don't you?
Mom, no, I don't.
It's very simple. Pour water on them.
Really?
And it'll get up and scurry away. That's all you got to do.
Well, I decided on option number four. I did nothing. I went out back in the house.
Were you convinced that it was dead?
Yeah, I was convinced it was dead.
Okay.
I thought surely it was dead. I mean, I was trying to force a tree branch in its mouth.
Hey, that is their only defense, because they don't have teeth. They're not particularly fast.
Possums don't have teeth?
Well, they do, but, I mean, they don't have the ferocious type that can, you know, tear somebody apart.
Like a cougar.
So their only defense...
For a puma.
When they get in trouble, is to play dead. And a lot of times, animals will leave them alone. That's their only defense. So, they do that. I mean, there is something to it, but the one way you get them, you can find out, is...
Just throw water on them?
Throw a little water on them, because they can't stand that, and the minute you do, they will get up and scurry away.
Well, I go inside, I come back outside 20 minutes later, and it's gone.
Well, the coast was clear.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Wow.
Very simple.
Why didn't you go sit on the back porch and watch it?
Yeah.
To see when it went away.
That thing will not get up.
I mean, can it smell you? Can it sense you?
Absolutely.
And frankly, I was not all that curious about devoting 20 minutes of my life to watching a possum that I thought was dead.
Well, at least for a couple of minutes.
I would have done everything. Even if I would have known that water would have got the thing up, I would have seen how far I could go with the possum. Not injuring it in any way, but
after
like...
After fondling it, you mean?
Like poured a little gravy in its mouth. And then... Bring out my stereo system and pop
Gravy
in
tits.
Slayer Angel of Death and put it right in its ear.
Not a Slayer would have had too much impact on a possum.
Just right there.
Get ready, possum.
Yeah, the possum all of a sudden sits up and says, "Get ready, Dallas." You've been